Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with state veterinarian Dr. Becky Brewer joining us. We're back in just a moment.
No matter if you're a cow-calf producer, stocker, or feedlot manager, you operate in a fast-paced pack-on-the-pounds, keep-them-healthy world. Now there are two therapies available that can help you meet your health management goals. The FDA has just approved Restflor Gold and Nuflor Gold. Ask your veterinarian or go to RestflorGold.com and NuflorGold.com for more information. Restflor Gold and Nuflor Gold from InterVet Shearing Plow Animal Health. Restflor Gold and Nuflor Gold are registered trademarks of InterVet Incorporated or an affiliate.
Express Ranches proudly presents their annual Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, March 4th and 5th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Thursday, March 4th, 60 limousine and limb flex bulls and 225 females will sell. Then Friday, March 5th, 11 a.m., 500 Angus bulls to sell. For more information, contact Express Ranches, 1-800-664-3977, or go to their website, www.expressranches.com. Their annual Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, March 4th and 5th, Express Ranches. This past Friday, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack handed back to the State Departments of Agriculture around the country most of the responsibilities regarding animal ID. According to the Secretary, the idea is that it's going to be federally supported, but not necessarily federally led in the future. Oklahoma State veterinarian Dr. Becky Brewer visited with us about the decision by USDA to go this direction, and she says that the feds will still be there and that some of the basis of the NAIS program remains in place for those that choose to use it.
That's correct, Ron. You know, for the last year or so, there have been quite a few listening sessions. What the outcome for this program is been kind of questionable and up in the air. ID and animal traceability is vital and important to our ability to find disease, to stop the movement of that disease, and to eradicate that disease. But there have been issues with the terminology NAIS and the premise ID number that have made a lot of people uncomfortable. The federal database issue that have made a lot of people uncomfortable. So this new direction in the program has to do with animal disease traceability. And animals in commerce moving across state lines will require an official ID. That official ID would be what we think of as our brucellosis pass tag, the silver tags that have 73 on them in the initial part of the number. Certainly the 840 electronic ID that a lot of folks have implemented in their programs. A scrapie tag would be an official ID. And it will be the duty and the charge of the state to maintain that data within their state. Now, I don't want people who are enrolled in a PVP or a QSA and already have a premise ID number and are using the 840 technology in their quality control plans to worry about that, because that's still available. Anybody who wishes to be in the federal repository and have a premise ID number or be enrolled in one of those two types of programs certainly can continue to do so. Those will not go away. The premise allocator, the repository, the animal number tracking system will still be there for those who wish to use it.
That big, I guess, filing cabinet is going to stay there.
That big filing cabinet is going to stay there. And, you know, we have statutory language which protects Oklahoma's information in that big filing cabinet. And we need to now look at where are we going to manage the data of those folks who don't wish to be in that.
Oklahoma State vet Dr. Becky Brewer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, here's an idea that can improve your pastures. Check out Wrangler Seeded Bermuda Grass. It's a tremendous high-quality forage well-suited for the tough growing conditions we find here in Oklahoma. Wrangler Seedbed Bermuda Grass has been developed by Johnston Seed Company using breeding lines from Oklahoma State University. Wrangler is the only seeded Bermuda Grass that NRCS will cost share. Call Johnston at 1-800-375-4613 and they'll tell you more about Wrangler Seeded Bermuda Grass. Make it your choice for high-quality forage.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.